From downtown Buffalo, it's Decision 2017, the race for Buffalo Mayor. This debate is presented by WNED-TV, WBFO-FM, WGRZ-TV, and the Buffalo News. And now, here's the moderator, WBFO News Director Brian Meyer.
Thank you, and welcome to all of you watching and listening across Western New York. The Democratic primary for Buffalo mayor will be held on September 12th. Over the next hour, we'll learn more about the three candidates seeking your vote. Let's meet the candidates. Byron W. Brown is seeking his fourth term as Buffalo mayor. He previously served as a state senator and a Buffalo Common Council member. Betty Jean Grant serves on the Erie County Legislature. She previously sat on the Buffalo School Board and the Buffalo Common Council. Mark Schroeder is serving his second term as Buffalo Comptroller. He previously served as a state assemblyman and an Erie County legislator. Welcome to each of you. The candidates will be taking questions tonight from our panelists, Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News and Claudine Ewing of WGRZ-TV. I'll also be asking questions that have been submitted on social media. Candidates will have 1 minute to answer each question. A bell will ring when time expires. If a panelist has a follow-up question, each candidate will have 30 seconds to respond. Now, at the close of tonight's debate, each candidate will have 1 minute to make a closing statement. Let's begin, and the first question comes from Bob McCarthy. It's directed to Mr. Brown.
Good evening, Mr. Brown. The case could be made that over the years, your top three political advisors have been Steve Casey, Maurice Garner, and Steve Pidgeon. In the last year, all three have been under investigation or under indictment by state and federal authorities. What should voters make of your close association with these men?
During the course of my political career, I have built a reputation for honesty, integrity, and a record of accomplishment. I think the fact that people that I know are being looked at has no bearing on me. I am very proud of the record that I have been able to develop as mayor of the city of Buffalo in almost 12 years of service as mayor. It is a record of honesty, integrity, and delivering results for the residents of our community.
Mrs. Grant, you have 1 minute.
To respond to the mayor's question, Maurice Garner and Mayor Brown formed Grassroots in the 1980s. Mayor Steve Pidgeon was appointed to the Senate Chief of Staff as a Chief of Staff by Mayor Brown. Steve Casey was Mayor Brown's deputy mayor of the City of Buffalo and made most of the decisions in City Hall, including who to hire and who to fire. So I said, as they go, so goes the mayor of the city of Buffalo.
Mr. Schroeder, your response.
So I've been running since March 5th when I announced, and I have been running on the issues. I've been running on the Compass Plan, neighborhood development, safe streets, a work plan, employment excellence. But when the Buffalo News 2 weeks ago did a front page suggesting that there are seven probes on our mayor, seven probes, possible indictments, possible subpoenas. This is very troubling. Now, I was in the New York State Assembly when they escorted Governor Eliot Spitzer out of the building, and our government was in free fall. This is not a good thing, and this is not what we want going forward. We need a vision for a new Buffalo.
We have a follow-up question from Bob McCarthy, and each of you will have 30 seconds. Who's this to?
And the follow is from Mr. Schroeder. And Mr. Schroeder, why have you not made this an issue in your campaign? This is the first we're hearing about it tonight.
Well, I'll tell you why, Bob. My mother and father are watching me in heaven, and I am a credible candidate, and I want to help Buffalo, where I'm from, and I have a plan to help Buffalo. I have been to every single neighborhood in the city of Buffalo, and it's distressing. And so I'll let you and the media talk about the probes that are taking place, but the people of Buffalo need to know it's happening. But you also need to know that I am a credible candidate for mayor, and I can win.
Mr. Brown, you have 30 seconds.
Well, I will say that the comptroller saying that there are probes of me is absolutely not credible. There is not a credible shred of evidence that there is any probe into anything that I have done as mayor of the city of Buffalo. And when I travel all around the city of Buffalo, I see people who are optimistic. I see people who are hopeful. I see people who are positive about the future of our city.
Mrs. Grant, 30 seconds.
In 2014, Mayor Brown, Steve Case, and Steve Pigeon construed a campaign of terror among the legislative race. That was hatched in City Hall, and that is the reason why Steve Pigeon is in jail right now. Well, we'll be going to jail, hopefully, because he was the instigated. They planned to discredit me when I was running for re-election. That was hatched in the second floor of City Hall.
We now have a question from Claudine Ewing, and that question goes to Mrs. Grant.
Mrs. Grant, there are approximately 160,000 Democrats here in the city of Buffalo. Tell them why you should be mayor.
I should be mayor because I am bold, courageous, determined, independent, and I don't subscribe to a pay-to-play politics that has happened in City Hall. I don't receive donation from the ousted Cara Palladino or the criminally indicted L.P. Simonelli. I will be a people's candidate for mayor. I will ensure that my office is transparent, that if those who want to work and are qualified to work will work regardless of who they know and who they pay money to. I do not accept donation from rich developer because I want to be beholden to the people, not big-time developers.
Mr. Schroeder, you have 1 minute.
The time has come. It's very apparent to Buffalonians who are all grateful for downtown development and waterfront development. But the fact is the neighborhoods are suffering greatly. And the reason why I'm running is because I have a plan for safe streets and for our neighborhoods. One-stop shops in our neighborhoods where you live. Right now, under the mayor's plan, you go to what is called Betsy. Nobody knows what it means. I guess it means Buffalo Employment and Training Center. It's somewhere downtown. We have to have opportunities for our people in Buffalo in their neighborhoods. So if they need a GED, come right in. If you want to open up a business on Seneca Street or on Jefferson, come right in. If you want to know if there's any opportunities for grants, matching grants, you come right in. We have to help our people in the city of Buffalo. Jobs are very, very important, and it will also reduce the terrible, awful crime that we have here in the city of Buffalo.
Mr. Brown, your response?
The one-stop shop plan that the comptroller talks about would take us back 25 years. It wouldn't be a plan that would help people in the city of Buffalo. It would be a plan that would take us back in history. As mayor of the city of Buffalo, I came in at a time of fiscal crisis. I was able to manage the city out of that fiscal crisis, stabilize our finances, grow our economy, cut the tax rate by almost 16% residentially, cut the tax rate by almost 32% commercially. We are now seeing record economic development in the city of Buffalo, over $6.1 billion of development expected to produce more than 12,000 new jobs over the next few years in this city. That's what I've been able to accomplish as mayor of the city of Buffalo. With the continued support of the voters of this city, we will continue the work that we have started together.
Thank you. In the days leading up to this debate, we've been listening to you on social media. We've had about 24 questions submitted on social media, and we appreciate that. Here's one of the questions. Buffalo has one of the highest poverty rates in the U.S. What plan, if any, do you have to address this major issue? And we'll start with Mr. Schroeder.
So first of all, let's just be clear. In 2009, the mayor issued a white paper on poverty. It was given a big F from most people and including the Buffalo News. And also, 2 years ago, the county executive, he put forth a white paper on poverty. Can somebody please explain to me how an executive in one building and another executive two blocks away, why they can't work together in using resources, in using the state and the governor and the Congress to do better with poverty? And when we are the fourth most impoverished city in America, that is a problem. And that has happened since 2006 all the way to 2016. What is going to change? Nothing's going to change over the next 4 years unless I'm elected mayor, because I have a specific plans for poverty in the city of Buffalo.
Mr. Brown, you have 1 minute.
Well, the comptroller has missed the mark again. No one has given me an F for the city's poverty plan. We know that poverty is a national problem. Poverty exists all over the country. And we also know that many entities must work together to address poverty. We have focused on the education of our children, supporting youth programs and education programs since I've been mayor with investments of over $61 million. We are now seeing our graduation rates increase to 64% and more young people going to college in the city of Buffalo than ever in the history of this city.
Mrs. Grant, you have 1 minute.
Yes, when the mayor took office, the city was given $68 million to the Board of Education. Now they're given $70 million. That's $2 million. In 12 years, he has only expanded the allocation by $500,000. That's inexcusable. What I would do was increase the funding by $2 million by 2020. That's $500,000 a year to provide job opportunity. I would open community centers to 9 p.m., have job training programs in those community centers so that we can provide jobs, get ourselves out of poverty. Also, the poverty level was 29% when Mayor Brown took office. It's 37%. So poverty has risen under his administration, not gone down. And when you have $1 billion, just about $750 million at SolarCity, at a building that's vacant for over 2 years, that's a bad use of money. That building should have been housing, should have provided job opportunity a long time ago.
Thank you. This is Decision 2017, the race for Buffalo mayor, coming to you live from the WNED WBFO studios in downtown Buffalo. Let's begin a new round of questioning. This question is from Bob McCarthy, and it's for Mrs. Grant.
Yes, Mrs. Grant. Yesterday, I went door-to-door on the east side with Mr. Schroeder for a weekend story the news is planning. And almost everyone there expressed their concern about crime. What's your plan to address crime? And specifically, do you really think that your promise to establish checkpoints at various entrances to the city to stem illegal gun traffic could possibly work?
Sure, it could work if you give it a try. Guns are not being made in Buffalo. They're being provided from outside of Buffalo and they come to the city. How they come to the city, they come in cars. So absolutely it would work. What I would do to reduce crime was, number one, hire a new police commissioner. I think Commissioner Render is in over his head. He's been in for 12 years. He didn't have the qualification when he was hired. He was the mayor's driver, driving around in his first election. And so what I would do is hire a new commissioner. I would make sure that body cameras and dash cameras on every police officer. I would make sure that the checkpoints that we have that's being done indiscriminately will be done at random or not at all. These are things I would do to reduce crime. But nothing reduce crime like a job. I'll provide more job opportunities. Those community centers that I want to open to 9 p.m. every day, those community centers can be training our youth in job training programs. We're talking about the Northern Corridor. That's just a concept. That is just a concept with a hole in the ground. We can't provide jobs until we have buildings. We got a SolarCity that's been vacant for 2 years. What's the excuse? How come it's not providing job opportunities
now? Mr. Schroeder, your response.
Thank you. So we've been very clear right from the beginning, and when I walked with Mr. McCarthy yesterday, and when I walk every day on the east side, west side, north side, and south side, it's clear message that I give to the people, and that is safe streets is something that we can do together. The first and foremost, we need to have training for our police officers who say they are starving for it. The second thing, I will double community police officers in every district. Community police officers are people that we know in our neighborhoods. They're coaches. They're involved with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. They have a way of communicating with people so that we may be able to prevent crime from happening. But when something bad happens in the neighborhood, people would be more apt to talk to somebody that they can trust. And that is what we're going to do when I become the mayor of the city of Buffalo. Community police officers is the best thing that we could do, and we need to have more of them throughout all of the districts of the city of Buffalo.
Mr. Brown, you have 1 minute.
The comptroller and legislator are both way off the mark. When I was elected mayor of the city of Buffalo, crime was 35% higher than it is now. We've been able to reduce crime by 35% since 2005. We've taken over 15,000 guns off the streets of the city. Every police officer in the city of Buffalo is trained as a community police officer. And the community policing program was eliminated in the prior administration because of budget cuts. We were able to restore that funding and restore community police officers in 2010. And just so Ms. Grant knows, Tesla Solar City is open. People are working there now, more hiring to come. Community centers in the city of Buffalo during the school year are open from 2 to 10 p.m. So that information that she keeps giving, that community centers are not open, is just absolutely false. And there is an Empire State Poverty Reduction Initiative that me, the county executive, and the governor are working on.
Mr. Brown, the next question is from Claudine Ewing, and it's for Mr. Schroeder.
Mr. Schroeder, lead poisoning is not considered a problem but a crisis because many, many have been diagnosed with dangerous lead levels. The city's effort to combat it lacks teeth, and that's a quote, according to an EPA-accredited lead hazard control company. So why did it take investigative reporting to really get this issue and get the city to start moving on it? And what would be your plan going forward?
Yeah. So this is a very, very serious issue, and we have raised it throughout the course of this campaign. When Push Buffalo and when a 501c organization, Sam McGavern and his group, says that we have a lead problem that rivals Flint, Michigan, that's a problem. Also, over the course of this summer, I've met two moms who have children who have been affected by lead paint poisoning. It's irreversible. There's no way back to where they were. And so that is a problem. The mayor has been absent on this issue. When Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who is presenting legislation to help our families in Buffalo, the county executive was there. Sam McGavern was there. Aaron Bartley from Push Buffalo was there. Mayor Brown was absent with nobody there at all. It is a problem, and I am going to put together a task force of people and other community leaders, experts in the field, so that we can go forward. It will be part of our work plan and our compass plan that we've been talking about from the beginning.
Thank you. Mr. Brown, your response.
So the city has put together a lead plan. The city does have a task force, and we have been working with the county. We have been working with the Buffalo Board of Education to provide city services. The other thing that the comptroller should know is Flint is water. Flint is not paint. Flint is not lead paint. The other thing, when he talks about being absent on the issue, both he and Legislator Grant were members of the county legislature. He never said anything about lead when he was serving in the legislature. Legislator Grant was chairman of the legislature. She never said anything about lead. Both of them have been absent on lead for many, many years when they were in the position in the government that is mandated to address lead, the county, that gets millions of dollars from the federal government and the state government for lead issues. They were both absent.
Mrs. Grant, you have 1 minute.
If Mayor Brown would attend my community meetings at Wheel Women Warriors, he would have known that I've had many meetings regarding lead, and the lead that's in Buffalo paint and the lead that's in Buffalo water. We talk about Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan has a lead level of 5 ppp. That's parts per billion. City of Buffalo has drinking fountain in public schools at 15 ppp, 3 times the level of Flint, Michigan. So as we worry about Flint, Michigan, we got our own serious problem. Buffalo, our water supply is coming through the lead pipes in Buffalo. They have to be replaced. Not to replace them, just kicking it down the road. At one point or another, maybe this year, next year, 20 years from now, those pipes need to be replaced. So what we need to do is work, partner with the federal government, with our congressman, and with our senator to ensure that if infrastructure money is passed by President Trump, that it comes to Buffalo so we can replace our lead-based water pipes. That's caused a lot of damage because if you got 15 ppb, the lead level, that's 3 times what in Flint, Michigan. So Buffalo has its own problem with lead, and it's not just paint.
Thank you very much. Claudine Ewing does have a follow-up question for her.
Mr. Brown, you said that Mrs. Grant and Mr. Schroeder were absent, and so there are some who would say that maybe you were absent because the city really didn't get moving on this issue at least soon enough.
30 seconds.
Absolutely not. The government that is mandated to address lead issues, to inspect for lead, is the county government. It's not the city government. But what the city did was found a plan and developed a plan under my leadership to partner with the county government, to partner with the school district, to educate people about lead. And we also came up with a plan to test our water to the bottled water standard, which is 15 parts per billion, not 5 parts per billion.
Thank you. Mrs. Grant, you have 30 seconds.
I stand as chair of the legislature. We had many meetings. We had talking about the lead problem. When I was a council member, we had money being allocated from the federal government to do lead abatement in our houses. That program was not run well, and so therefore we have homes that have been lead infested for a couple of decades. Many of our children are being infested with the lead. But the problem is that the city of Buffalo did not partner with the county in a timely fashion. The housing city of Buffalo are the city responsibility, not the county.
Thank you. Mr. Schroeder, 30 seconds.
So, Mr. Mayor, you are a Johnny-come-lately on this issue. You were a Buffalo Common Council member. You served in the New York State Legislature. And also, you said there was no lead problem in Buffalo. And then shortly thereafter, you decided to put forth a task force. So that suggests that you are aware there is a lead problem. And you have a responsibility, Mayor, as mayor, to take a leadership role, to use the bully pulpit, to protect our young ones in the city of Buffalo. And you know what the zip codes are, too, Mayor.
Thank you.
You know what the zip codes are. You have a responsibility to do something about it.
We have another social media question. Citizens worked with city planners for 6 years to help craft a zoning code that would protect small business owners in thriving retail areas and maintain economic diversity while targeting areas of downtown for large-scale development. Since it became law about 8 months ago, many see the green code, as it's called, as being enforced inconsistently, allowing large developers to circumvent the law by receiving variances on projects in neighborhood zone for small-scale retail. As mayor, will you commit to protecting small businesses and preventing mass demolitions in neighborhoods by ensuring the code is enforced for all, or will you let big developers have the upper hand over citizens? And we'll start with Mr. Brown.
The green code that we worked with the community for 7 years to develop, updating the city's zoning codes for the first time in 62 years, was an accomplishment that only two other municipalities in the entire nation have been able to accomplish. The green code is strictly enforced, and one of the things that we notified the residents about when we were developing the green code is that variances are allowed by state law. So state law allows for variances, and a developer within certain parameters can request variances. Not every variance is granted, and in fact, with most projects that have come before the city under the green code that have requested variances, they have not received them.
Mrs. Grant?
Absolutely, I would enforce the green code because I think that is community-driven, and I'm so happy I'm not taking money from big developers like my opponents are, because when you take the money, you have to do what your big developer friend wants to do, and sometimes it might be in the best interest of the community. It might not be in their best interest. Also, there's something called inclusionary zoning that needs to be passed by this common council, by the common council in the city of Buffalo. They have not done that. Inclusionary zoning gives the people of the city of Buffalo an opportunity to have a say in what happens in their community. Unfortunately, the mayor has not signed on, the common council has not signed on, so people are being denied an opportunity to be part of any decision making in their community. Incentive zoning, same thing as well, where if you want to change the use of a building, you have to have neighborhood participation in community meeting. I don't think Mayor Bryan had any community meetings since he's been mayor. He certainly doesn't give town hall meetings, so he doesn't know what his citizen and what his voters and constituents, what they want. And I think the mayor did say that he speaks for the people. I speak for the community.
Thank you. Mr. Schroeder, you have 1 minute.
Yeah, so Mr. Mayor, developers, they love you, and they love the green code. And also, you have everything stacked beautifully in City Hall. That's what happens when you're the mayor for 12 years. Planning board, zoning board, all of them have been your long-term appointments. And so when I walk door-to-door in the Elmwood Village, and these are the most beautiful homes in the city of Buffalo, and they pay a lot of taxes, and they have big red signs on their front lawn, no wrecking ball, enforce the green code. That means that the residents, Mr. Mayor, are very nervous about your green code. And also, let's make it clear. I went to a council meeting, and I watched the developers, your developers, come in, and I saw them offer 9 variances to the green code, and the green code wasn't even dried yet. That means developers have their way, and that's what happens when you have a 12-year mayor. It is time for a change.
This is Decision 2017, the race for Buffalo mayor. We are live in downtown Buffalo in the WNED WBFO studios. Let's begin a new round of questioning. This question comes from Bob McCarthy, and it's for Mr. Schroeder.
Mr. Schroeder, you have been vocal about accepting credit for the city's stronger finances and improved credit ratings. But do those results really stem from your efforts or the administration's?
Well, they do, because keep in mind, Buffalo, that the mayor has had a babysitter for 12 years. The first 7 years of office, he had a control board who signed off on everything. Over the last 5 years, he's had a controller who has 10 certified public accountants. And so there's no question that we have made a big difference. And also, when the mayor talks about fiscal responsibility, he was asleep at the wheel when National Grid, they charged taxpayers millions of dollars for thousands and thousands of lights that don't even exist. We noticed it. We did something about it. We did an audit, and we have returned to the citizens of Buffalo $1 million.
Mr. Brown, your response.
So, again, the comptroller is markedly wrong. Let me just go back to the other question when he talks about accepting money from developers. Well, one of those developers that just got a variance from the green code gave you money, Mr. Schroeder. So you only tell part of the story like you usually do when you travel around the city, telling people part of the story. You don't tell the whole story. The control board was managed into dormancy under me as mayor. The control board went dormant 2 years after its existence under my leadership as mayor. We also were able to lift the wage freeze on all municipal employees and guarantee that people who hadn't gotten raises in many years were able to get raises. The budget is put together by the mayor of the city of Buffalo. The development projects are managed by the mayor of the city of Buffalo. You're a Johnny-come-lately, and you've been along for the ride as we've done the hard work to move the city of Buffalo forward.
Mrs. Grant, you have 1 minute.
Well, I'm certainly not taking credit for any of those because I'm a county legislator. And I think that what I want, if I can go back to something Mayor has said about job creation, when you have women who are 61% of the population of Buffalo, where they're being paid 73% what a man would make, I think that's where our poverty is at its all-time worst. What I would do was ensure that there are equity, that there would be no disparity between what a woman makes on a job, what a male would make. So that's what I would do as the mayor. I think also we need to have more job training programs in the city of Buffalo. We're talking about Northern Corridor. That's a concept, like I said before. What we need to do is get Solar City up and running for those individuals who are in communities who don't have this highly technical skill. Sure, they may be working in Solar City, but who are they and where they come from? I know we're importing a lot of our workers from Canada, those who have had high technical degrees, but the people in the city of Buffalo are not working because they have not been trained for those jobs.
The next question is from Claudine Ewing, and it's for Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, this race, in the view of some city residents, has to do with neighborhoods. We've heard that over and over. And while Canal Side looks great, it speaks well for the city of Buffalo, many inner city neighborhoods, they don't. In fact, some have said that the streets in Buffalo don't look much different from the time you first took office. So how do you explain that drastic contrast in development and the attention that's been given to inner city neighborhoods?
I would say quite clearly there is no drastic contrast. My opponents would like people to believe that there has been no investment on the east side of Buffalo. But I've been a homeowner on the east side of Buffalo for more than 30 years, and I don't need a compass to find my way around the east side of Buffalo. I have been a leader after decades and decades of disinvestment on the east side of Buffalo in directing resources to the east side. The Apollo Theater, the Frankie Merriweather Library, Bellamy Commons, the Johnny B. Wiley Sports Pavilion, the top supermarket on Jefferson Avenue, the Beverly A. Gray Business Incubator, the Northland Corridor, which is going to have a $44 million workforce training center. Not a concept, reality. Ground has been broken. The Northland Corridor is being built out.
Mrs. Grant, your response.
Well, if the mayor had been resident of the east side for 30 years and he lives one block from Jefferson, sure he's seen how bad that street is, potholes ridden, not lack of opportunity, no viable businesses on Jefferson Avenue. What I would do is make sure that we have a comprehensive program, because the number one call I get about infrastructure is pothole-ridden street and sidewalk. We had a child who died on Moselle Street because the sidewalk was inexcusable. That's all across the city of Buffalo. But when you have a mayor who says, when he first announced he was going to run for re-election, east side's gotten its fair share. The east side has gotten its fair share, so I guess we're going to be left with pothole-ridden streets because the mayor has said the east side has gotten its fair share.
Mr. Schroeder, you have 1 minute.
So the question started out with the downtown Buffalo and the waterfront, of which the architect of that is Congressman Brian Higgins and also Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Pagulas, but the mayor likes to take credit for it. What the mayor needs to know is that the neighborhoods depended on him, and he let them down. Mayor, walk with me on the east side where you've lived for 30 years and listen, like Mr. McCarthy heard yesterday. People are very disgruntled. They're very upset. They are grateful for downtown development and waterfront development, but they're muttering, what happened to us? That is the reason why I have the Compass Plan. That is the reason why I have a neighborhood development program. That is the reason why it's so important to understand that when I was going with the Peacemakers on Thursdays every summer for the last 5 years, and young men would come up to the table, bread and fruit, they didn't want any of that. You know what they would say, Mayor? You got any jobs there? That's what we're going to provide for the young ones on the east side, west side, north side, and south.
Claudine Ewing does have a follow-up question.
Mr. Mayor, can you honestly say to the people who are living on streets like Bissell and Rother and Sobieski, and after walking through the Juneteenth parade, some of those buildings and houses that we saw in the very beginning when you first took office, some of those places are still boarded up. So how do you talk to those individuals and tell them things are better?
30 seconds.
What I say to them is there have been decades and decades of disinvestment, fabric of the community that has been destroyed. We have been systematically rebuilding the fabric of that community. We have invested tens of millions of dollars on the east side of Buffalo and neighborhoods across the city, and right now I have a plan that will invest over $200 million on the east side, on Jefferson, in Delavan Grider, and in the Central Park Plaza
Mrs. Grant, 30 seconds.
Yes, mayor has invested millions of dollars on the east side of Buffalo because he's counting the medical corridor being on the east side as well as Larkinville. If you count those two, of course, we've had millions of dollars being invested on the east side. But what has happened to neighborhoods? It seems like Buffalo's tale of two cities. It seems like we are struggling to fix sidewalks. We're struggling on the east side of Buffalo. People are angry. If you were at the Juneteenth parade, you would have heard Mayor Brown being booed. The first time I've heard of any elected official being booed at a Juneteenth festival, because people realize that they have been left out of the equation.
Mr.
They have
Schroeder,
been left out of the rehabilitation.
You have 30 seconds.
Of Buffalo.
Yeah, so when I walk door to door across the city of Buffalo, it looks like, Mayor, they've gone to a new word. They don't say potholes anymore, they say ditches. And one thing you do know, Mayor, is I go to the bond market every year, and I've had to go in modified ways because you and your administration do not know how to spend down. There's no system to how you do it. There's no rhyme or reason. The council members, maybe the commissioner tells them, where would you like to have sidewalks or streets so to make you help you get reelected?
Thank you very
much. And
that
is not the way to treat all of the people of the city of Buffalo.
We do have another social media question. This issue actually briefly surfaced a little while ago. What will you do to support and advance the new education bargain for the Buffalo Public Schools, particularly community schools and innovative high schools? Will you go on record tonight to increase city aid to the district, particularly with a likely increase in property tax revenue? And we will go to Mrs. Grant first.
Yes, one of the platforms I'm running on is give $2 million to Buffalo Public Schools by 2020. And that money can be geared towards job training programs. We have many community centers, most of them close at 5 o'clock. Mayor said 9 o'clock. Certain down on the east side, they close at 5. They don't close at 9. So what I would put in those community centers with a partnership with the Buffalo Board of Education are job training programs, GED programs. Many of those individuals who are on the street corners, they don't have a high school diploma nor a GED, so therefore they're limited to where they can work. So I would have job training programs, their mentoring program, counseling program, to ensure that we utilize our community center and we're at the same time we have a person being able to get a job because he has been educated.
Mr. Schroeder, your response.
So first of all, I want to congratulate the superintendent of schools. Keep in mind, he is the fifth superintendent in 6 years. It's been a revolving door. He's the first superintendent in 12 years to be able to negotiate a teacher's contract, of which Mayor Brown criticized publicly in the Buffalo News. And so it's important to note that the superintendent went to the mayor this year and asked for $8.5 million. Now, if he would have asked me, I do not have these big ears for nothing. I would have heard $8.5 million. The mayor only heard the $500,000 extra. And so I think that was very disappointing to the superintendent, who is trying to do community schools so people can walk to school, people can stay in after-school programs, and then their families can come in for services. That is exactly what neighborhood development one-stop shops are. And I will collaborate with the superintendent all the way. I have already. And I commit to helping the school district. I've been helping the school district for 17 years.
Mr. Brown, you have 1 minute.
I certainly commit to helping the school district, working with the superintendent and the members of the Board of Education, and supporting the new education bargain. The school district has a budget. The city has a budget. The city's budget has to be maintained strong. I did commit another $500,000 this year to the school district with maintenance of effort. Over 4 years, that will be $2 million. I committed another $500,000 to Say Yes to Education. And this summer, working with the school district and Say Yes to Education, we provided 40 academic enrichment camps to children in the city of Buffalo, living in neighborhoods all across the city of Buffalo. So I have been partnering with the school district. I meet with the superintendent every few weeks, and we have established a task force of the superintendent's staff and my staff to work together. So real promises, real results, not empty talk.
Thank you. This is Decision 2017, the race for Buffalo mayor. We are live in downtown Buffalo in the WNED-WBFO studios. Let's begin a new round of questioning. This question is from Bob McCarthy, and it's for Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, in Buffalo's long history, only one other person has successfully won a fourth term as mayor. How do you answer those who say three terms is enough and it's time for somebody else?
I'm not hearing from people as I travel throughout the community that three terms is enough and it's time for somebody else. I am hearing that, Mayor, you are doing a great job. You have made a difference in this city. We are seeing record progress in this city. We are seeing investment in neighborhoods throughout our city. We're seeing investments in downtown, the medical campus, and the waterfront. And it's important to note that those three areas are engines of opportunity and job producers for the entire community. And the Harbor Center, which is more than $200 million in investment, started as a surface parking lot owned by the city of Buffalo. And through a creative, request for proposal process, we were able to get that over $200 million investment into this community, now paying taxes, producing over 450 jobs for the residents of this community.
Mrs. Grant, your response.
Well, I'm surprised, Mayor, not hearing that people said it's time to go, because I'm hearing all the time. In fact, there's 7,000 individuals signed my petition to get me on the ballot to become mayor. They said that they need a mayor who has leadership, who will not forget any neighborhood. If you look at Jefferson, you look at the Central Terminal, where we could have had a new train station at the Central Terminal, but the mayor chose elsewhere. I'm hearing that the mayor has not looked at all neighborhoods in Buffalo, that he has left neighborhoods behind. Sure, Canal Side is nice. That's a great place. I'm proud of it. But we need to have all parts of Buffalo get the same amount of treatment and the same amount of resources. So is the mayor not hearing that people say it's time to go, he's not really walking the way I'm walking, and that's all parts of Buffalo. Because they definitely believe that it's time for change, it's time for bold, strong, courageous leadership, it's time for a person who's transparent and who is not beholden to big business, who is not beholden to big developers, and I'm that candidate for mayor.
Mr. Schroeder, you have 1 minute.
The beautiful, pristine Buffalo City Charter, which was originated in 1927, was ruined by the politicians in the 1960s because they decided that there weren't going to be term limits anymore. In the original charter, there were. And did the politicians do it because they really cared about the neighborhoods? No, they did it because of power and greed. And so this is the reason why, Mr. Mayor, two things I want to say to the citizens of Buffalo. I will put on a referendum next November term limits for mayor. This is the reason why, not me, the Buffalo News said in a front page article that there's 7 probes on you having to do with possible indictments and doing business the wrong way. I understand best practices. I'm the comptroller, the fiscal officer, and this is a problem with being a mayor for 12 years, 16 years. Maybe you need 24 years to do all of the things that you haven't done over the last 12.
The next question is from Claudine Ewing, and it's for Mrs. Grant.
Mrs. Grant, what's your vision for Buffalo? Tell voters right now something you will do and you promise to deliver that they have not heard before.
I promise to have vibrant commercial strips, neighborhood commercial strip, where people who live in neighborhoods can shop. I promise to have senior citizens who have waited 3 years to get their roof replaced from CBDG money, the poverty and black money, wait 3 years to get their roof replaced. I promise to have those funds allocated in less than 90 days. I promise to have new police officer, new commissioner, where we have the worst homicide solving in the whole nation, absolute worst, 2%. And what I would do also is to make sure that when money comes in, that before it's allocated, before it's designated, that we have community meetings. We shouldn't meet after the budget has been passed. We should meet before so that those communities that don't have streets and don't have sidewalks repairs, that they be able to do that in a timely fashion. I would like to allocate maybe 1 year all block grant money go to a district so we can get the job training programs initiative that we need for job rehabilitation.
Mr. Schroeder, your response.
Well, what I promise to the voters of Buffalo, what I promised my principal when I was in sixth grade, Mr. Hubbard, I'll do my best. And plan your work, work your plan. That's why we have the Compass Plan. And one of the things that I am committed to is that the closure rate of homicides in this city is despicable. In Rochester, 60 miles up the road, over the last 10 years, they've been able to close homicide cases at a rate of 67%. The mayor and his commissioner are at a rate right now at 39%. That is really not right. It's immoral for those families who want closure because of their suffering. And also, Mr. Mayor, there's a lot of bad guys running around the city of Buffalo.
Mr. Brown, you have 1 minute.
So what I commit is continuing to focus on economic development and job creation to produce more jobs for the residents of our city. I will say that we have focused also on affordable housing, and during my tenure as mayor, we've created over 1,400 units of affordable housing. We're going to focus on bringing more affordable housing to every section of the city of Buffalo. We will also focus on mixed housing development in every section of the city to attract jobs and services into our communities to strengthen our communities and have residents of different income levels living in close proximity to each other, again, energizing the economy of our city, energizing the vibrancy of our neighborhoods.
We have another social media question, one of a couple dozen submitted in recent days. No, I'm sorry. We've got to say that's what closing statements are for. This is a social media question. Leading cities, including Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Austin, integrates arts and culture into their governmental infrastructure through a department within their city halls. Would you support the creation of a Department of Arts and Cultural Development within Buffalo City government, staffed by a cabinet-level appointee? And if so, what steps would you take to implement this department? We'll start with Mr. Schroeder.
There's absolutely no question that I would do that. Just recently, friends of mine had people over to their homes, and they're very much involved with the arts. And I referenced that night what is sponsored by M&T Bank. They do a magazine here in Buffalo. And what it does, it details exactly what income and what happens in the city of Buffalo. Right now, it's hard to understand if there is anybody in City Hall. There are certain people who are trying to attract movies and different things for Buffalo, but there doesn't appear to be a comprehensive way. And I have a way of connecting and bringing people together. And in the transition of the government, which will begin on September 13th, the day after I win the primary, I will begin to have people from the arts community help me and guide me so that we can do something like this. This is something that's been on my mind. I have talked about it recently, and it's something that I will continue to work on.
Mr. Brown, your response.
We have been working very closely with the arts community. The Albright Knox Public Art Initiative is funded by county government and my administration working with the city council. The tremendous murals and public art that we're seeing going up in all areas of the city right now is being funded by my administration and the Buffalo City Council in partnership with County Executive Polling Cars and the members of the county legislature. Movie making is definitely strategic. It's planned. It's focused. The city, again, is a funder of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. We partner with the county to fund the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. And right now, as we speak, there are two movies being filmed in the city of Buffalo with dozens and dozens of people in our community working in the film industry.
Mrs. Grant, you have 1 minute.
Thank you. I'm a proud sponsor of the mural that Mayor Brown's talked about that's been funded by Erie County as a county legislator. Also, I believe when I was a council member, we had an art commission, and every building that was erected had to have a piece of art in front. That's why the Central District Station has a piece of art, and I think the B District as well. I think the City Hall stepped away from that because many buildings have been erected without the art piece, the art component. What I would do as mayor would ensure that park as beautiful as Martin Luther King Park will have a life-size statue of Dr. Martin Luther King. I think it's fitting that we have that statue. The bust is there depicting an 18-year-old slave. Does not depict Dr. King. That's why it doesn't look like Dr. King. So what I would do is make sure that we have money allocated to build that statue. Everybody's asking for it. And that would be one my first initiative as being mayor of the city of Buffalo.
Thank you. This is Decision 2017, the race for Buffalo mayor, coming to you live from the WNED WBFO studios in downtown Buffalo. Let's begin a new round of questioning. This question is from Bob McCarthy, and it's for Mrs. Grant.
Yes, Mrs. Grant. The city has knocked down about 6,000 largely abandoned or dilapidated buildings over the past few years, and that's left some parts of Buffalo as what some would call an urban prairie. So what would you do to rebuild these communities?
What I would do, I would lease those lot. I would have those who can homestead those lot to homestead those lot like they used to do when I was a council member 20 years ago. Also, I would build affordable houses. What we build in the city of Buffalo are rental units. We are building one-bedroom rental units all across the city, particularly on Jefferson Avenue, that the people do not want. They want to be able to own a home, so I would encourage home ownership by releasing those lots. I don't understand why the city's land bank is so many lots, particularly on the east side and lower west side, where it can be reused to build affordable houses and maybe have more home ownership, because those rental units are not being built for the community members. They've been built for those who work in the medical corridor and those who are going to school at the University of Buffalo Medical School.
Mr. Schroeder.
I will impose a moratorium on Mayor Brown's developers who come into neighborhoods and move people out. We will develop what I call homegrown developers. It's already happened. One of the oldest neighborhoods in the city of Buffalo, the old First Ward, Peggy Overdorf, who's lived there her whole life. There's been an infusion of $140 million in the old First Ward. Nobody, not one person, has been moved out. And so this is a very important thing that we must talk about. And also the hydraulics, which everybody now calls the Larkin District. And so nobody was moved out of there either. There are also somebody on Seneca Street, Hook and Ladder. These are people who own property and who are developing programs on Seneca Street, not some big developer coming in trying to move everybody out. There are churches, there are corporations, there are residents who are next to all those red dots, Mr. Mayor, which are owned by the city of Buffalo. We have to give them a chance, not big shot developers.
Mr. Brown, you have 1 minute.
Well, we have demolished over 6,400 vacant, unsalvageable, abandoned structures in the city of Buffalo, and many residents were begging for these raggedy old houses to be removed from their neighborhoods, where people were fighting dogs, where people were dealing in drugs, where people were starting fires to be warm in the wintertime. We listened to the people. We removed those structures. We've worked with the minority and women-owned business community to help to allow minority and women-owned businesses to go into the development business. On Best in Fillmore, the Parkview Apartments, developed by Rhonda Ricks, an African-American female developer, the first African-American female developer from Buffalo to do a major housing development, over $8 million, and all of the people that live in that building are not from the medical campus. They are from that neighborhood.
We have one final question. It's from Claudine Ewing. We have 45 seconds for your responses, and we'll start with Mr. Schroeder.
Mr. Schroeder, you battled former Assembly Speaker Shelley Silver. If elected mayor, who is the first thing you want to expose for the good of the people of Buffalo?
Well, I believe I already have, because the mayor has had 12 years, and there's no doubt that he's had accomplishments. But when you're there too long, bad things happen. And that is why there's one probe after another. And just like Governor Spitzer was escorted out of the building, this could happen in Buffalo, and our government could be in free fall. And so I was always opposed to Sheldon Silver, but I was still able to get things done and pass bills that were most important to my constituents. And so to answer that question specifically, the developers are going to have a real hard time with me. Slumlords are going to have a real hard time with me. Drug lords are going to have a real hard time with me, Buffalo.
Mr. Brown, you have 45 seconds.
Well, I wish Mr. Schroeder would stop lying to the people about these investigations that he keeps talking about. I wish he would stop lying to the people when he tries to give this image of somebody taken out of City Hall. He's been in office since 2001. There were a lot of things that he could do in the various positions that he was in. He hasn't done that. I will continue to focus on moving this great city forward, on achieving the progress that we have been able to achieve together. And just because Mr. Schroeder is begging for something bad to happen doesn't mean that it will, and it definitely will not.
Mrs. Grant, 45 seconds.
What I would do if Steve Case not indicted, I certainly wouldn't want to remove for anywhere near City Hall. Steve Case under administration was an anti-woman stance, particularly minority women. The mayor boasts about his relationship with women. He stands for women. Did he stand with Carla Thomas? Did he stand with Michelle Barron? Did he stand with Karen Stanley Fleming? Did he stand with these African-American, Angela Jordan, Donna Brown, that he fired under direction of Steve Casey? So he's got a bogus campaign card saying he stands with women. But those women, those African-American women and minority women, he didn't stand with them. He fired them, based on the information that he got from Steve Casey. So what I would do is make sure that Steve Casey does not set foot in City Hall, And a mayor, after he is defeated, will maybe join him.
Out of time. Tonight's question and answer period has come to an end. The candidates will now deliver their closing statements. Mr. Schroeder, you have 1 minute.
I'm Mark Schroeder, and I have a new vision for Buffalo where everybody will have a seat at the table. And so it's important to note that I am running for mayor for one reason only, neighborhoods where you live. Now, Buffalo, on September 12th, if you want more of the same and you want to be confronted with probe after probe after probe, then you can vote for Mayor Brown. But if you want something more and if you want a vision for Buffalo, please vote for me on September 12th. Thank you.
Mrs. Grant, 1 minute for your closing.
On Tuesday, September 12th, vote for new leadership in City Hall. Vote for Betty Jean Grant for mayor. Right now, Buffalo is a tale of two cities, the good of Buffalo and the bad of Buffalo. The good of Buffalo, the mayor can take credit for, Solar City. That building is there. It's not being used, but it's there. Canal Side, Harbor Center, those are the good of Buffalo. The Medical Corridor, that's good. Northern Corridor, not so good because it's not there. The worst of Buffalo, we have the highest poverty level. We are top 10 for poverty in the United States. We're worse for solving homicide. We're the worst for sidewalks and street repair. So you can't have it both ways, Mayor Brown. You can't talk about the good of Buffalo and leave out the worst of Buffalo. We want to have Buffalo where every child goes to school and gets an education, that every child goes home and has a meal that he can go. We want to provide jobs and opportunity, not just summer job, 6 weeks job. Those are not jobs. Those are internship. We need to provide jobs so that families can be able to feed their families and buy a house if they choose to buy a house. And we don't want gentrification to happen in Buffalo.
And
we
now,
don't want gentrification to happen in Buffalo.
1 minute for Mr. Brown for his closing.
Certainly very easy for my opponents to attack my record because I have one. I haven't heard a rational plan or idea come out of either of them in this entire hour. In fact, I'm surprised that both of their noses haven't grown with all of the lies and misinformation that we have heard tonight. When I started as mayor of the city of Buffalo, this city was in financial crisis. We were on our knees. And I went to work with the people of Buffalo, and we have made tremendous progress in a relatively short period of time. We're seeing record economic development, over $6.1 billion of development, more than 12,000 jobs expected to be created in the next few years. I am running for re-election as mayor of the city of Buffalo to continue the progress that we have started. I'm asking for your support and vote on the September 12th primary Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Tonight, we witnessed a spirited and informative debate involving the candidates in the Democratic primary for mayor of Buffalo. We learned their views on a wide range of issues, including economic development, education, poverty, health, arts and culture. We hope this discussion helped you to better understand some of these important issues. This will bring tonight's debate to a close. Thank you to our panelists, Bob McCarthy and Claudine Ewing, and to our candidates, Byron W. Brown, Betty Jean Grant, and Mark Schroeder. And thank you for watching and listening. Now it's time to make your voice heard. Please remember to vote on primary day, Tuesday, September 12th. I'm Brian Meyer. Good night.